This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're in the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, on the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah, and no one has ever accused Kim Daniels of not being red hot for the Messiah. As a matter of fact, Kim Daniels takes her nickname seriously. Do you know what it is? The Demon Buster. On yesterday's broadcast, we found out that she came from a rough background, raised in the streets of Jacksonville, Florida, an area called the Hood, and got into drugs and got into fights. But she was able to straighten her life out. And she became, she was a top student, she was a top athlete, she literally qualified for the Olympic trials, but she was so messed up with drugs that her only solution to get free, she joined the army, and she was high on drugs when she was even recruited, but somehow she was able to join the army, in the service, she ended up being saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, set free of demons, and she was one grateful woman, and she wanted to help everyone else. So she started Bible study, and the nice Christians around thought that she was the devil. It was just too much power. They'd never seen so much power that she was walking in. You were in a hospital, and you decided to pray for a woman, and all these fine church people were watching, and what happened?
Well, the woman manifested in a way like probably the worst demon I ever seen was the first one that I saw. Her face cracked. Smoke was coming out of her mouth.
Now, when you're saying that, are you... Smoke really was coming out of her mouth?
Smoke was coming out of her mouth. Her face cracked. Her eyes were...
When you say her face cracked, what do you mean?
Just like The Exorcist. Like on the movie The Exorcist, her face, her skin was turned white and started cracking.
Huh.
And she started saying, like, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in demonic voices.
Hmm. What happened next?
All of the Christians that were in the room, some deacons and preachers from some local churches, they kind of jumped back on the wall. I mean, it was scary. They jumped back on the wall, and I was left.
Well, listen, you were brand new at this, too. How did you feel? Were you afraid?
I was newly saved, but I heard a voice say, in my name, they shall cast out devils. And I just began to say, in the name of Jesus, come out of her. And every time I said the name of Jesus, it responded. So I also, the nurses were trying to come into the room, and God told me that they were going to take her to the mental floor, and he said, don't let them come into the room. And so I said, in Jesus' name, nobody come in that door. And the nurses couldn't come in the door. They were screaming outside the door saying, we're coming in for the longest, and they never came in. And I just, you know, by the Spirit of God, bound the demons up and just kind of started walking the young lady down the hall. I was trying to get her to my car, and in my mind, really, I had a little assistant with me, one of my soldiers. I was thinking, I don't know how to do this, but I'm going to take her home and practice.
Hmm. Is that what you did?
I got her all the way into my car until two big soldiers said halt and took her back into the emergency room.
What happened with her?
They took her back into the emergency room. I was ready to go because I had a lot of rank. I felt like I don't want to lose my rank. And the little intercessor with me was a new Christian also. And she said, God wants us to pray for her. And I said, well, if God wants us to pray for her, he'll show us a sign. And at that time, the nurse came out and said, you two soldiers, because we were in military uniform. This was in a military hospital at Frankfort. You two soldiers, come guard this patient. And so I went in there. And
well, that's your sign.
And then when I walked in the room, the demons started, like, it seemed like thunder. And they were kicking and saying, no, when I walked in there. And it started being fun to me. And I was joking. I was like, we're back.
So did you cast them out?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And the young lady went home. And, you know, but after that, one of the deacons was high up in rank back, and they tried to put me up on Article 15 charges, you know, and they took me before the commander on the UCMJ. But the things that they charged me of was so crazy, the commander dismissed it. I have the article in a frame now. It said that I was being accused of praying in tongues. I was told not to pray in tongues. I was told I could pray in the barracks, but don't pray with nobody, as long as I didn't touch and agree with nobody. They put this in writing. And finally, I told them that if they didn't have any charges against me, that they would have to, you know, say more than what they were saying. And I was totally let go.
Kim, your book, Against All Odds, you tell everything. I mean, you don't hold anything back. How come? I mean, you tell the good, the bad. You just, you're an open book. How come?
Because there are so many people that are going through things that they're ashamed of, and they need to know that they aren't the only ones going through this kind of stuff, and that if God did it for me, he'll do it for them. And I felt like I needed to tell as much as I could possibly tell. A lot of the names have been changed, I say, to protect the guilty. But I feel like I needed to tell as much as I could so that people will understand that no matter how low you go or how deep you're into whatever you're into, that Jesus is a deliverer from the uttermost to the guttermost, or from the guttermost to the uttermost. He sets men free.
Well, you talk about you got married in the service. Your husband accepted the Lord primarily to keep the family together. And he became abusive. You got divorced. Now you got a child, and you're red hot for Jesus. But what did you do next?
Well, I was kind of looking forward to I thought I was just going to go to the nations, you know, as a single woman by myself. And, you know, I was just, you know, just starting to, you know, look at life as I'm going to move on. I'm not going to let, divorce is a terrible thing. And I just felt like I needed to go on with Jesus, but I didn't know that God had other plans to put me with my husband, who I am with today.
Your former drug dealer buddy.
Exactly.
You ended up married.
Exactly.
And you're in ministry today, and according to the article that I read, you have some pretty prominent people in your church. One of my favorite football teams, the Jacksonville Jaguars. You have a few Jaguars in the church that you and your husband started. But one in particular I read about what were you teaching at? A Jaguars Bible study? Or?
Yeah, they had a Bible study that they had, I think, every Tuesday night, and I was invited to speak to this group of guys.
And there was a wide receiver from the Jacksonville Jaguars by the name of Emmanuel Smith. What happened to him at that meeting?
Well, I did not go to that meeting with any intentions of casting demons out. You know, I'd already explained to my husband that we were going to go in there and just be normal preachers and have a normal Bible study. And we were going to do everything, you know, just, you know, basic. And I just started praying a simple prayer. At the end of the Bible study, I taught on generational curses, and this young man started manifesting devils. So I cast him out.
In the meeting?
Right there.
With all his buddies around.
And all these football players with their eyes bugging out of their head.
Now, for sure, he wasn't acting. That's the last thing he wanted.
No, this is a very quiet guy, nice guy, that don't bother anybody. He's not a drinker, a party, a family man.
Did you just walk up and say, out in the name of Jesus, or you're just talking in this story?
I was just praying for him, prophesying to him. And as I began to prophesy to him, he fell on the floor and started foaming out of the mouth and kind of rolled up like a baby in a fetal position.
And when the demon was cast out, what happened?
You know, he everybody said that his face didn't look the same anymore. You know, and all the guys were talking about it.
And so, does he go to your church now?
Yes, he does.
A few other Jaguars go there.
Yes, they do.
Who else goes there?
Rinaldo Wynn, Emmanuel Smith is the one that got delivered, and Edward Thomas.
Now, in your church, you have people that the average church would not, any church would want a Jacksonville Jaguar football player. But you have some people, you have some former witches. What happens to witches when they come to your church?
They get delivered or leave. They either leave or get delivered.
Tell me about one. Pick one and tell me about one.
I would say Lavette. Lavette was a Yoruba witch, which is like a Santerian witch. But in the black, it's where they do ancestral worship, blood sacrifices. They do a lot of hexes and vexes and, you know, cursing people to get money and stuff like that. But Lavette is one of the young ladies that God has totally set free, and she's in leadership in our ministry.
Was it a process or was it instantaneous with her?
It was a process with Lavette, very much so, because they're part of an organized cult, and most of the process was separating from the people that she once used to do witchcraft with, because they don't want to let them go, and they'll continue to haunt them and call them and astral project to their houses and send curses or try to make it hard. They will send curses against them to make them come back.
Are you afraid of curses coming on you and your husband?
No, I'm not.
But that stuff is real.
It's very real, but Jesus is more real. And I'm just saying, it's just that my eyes is on Jesus and his power. If I were to stop and be afraid, see, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And dealing with stuff like this, you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus, because I do have friends that have been taken out and have died as a result of witchcraft.
Tell me about your book, Against All Odds. I mean, you tell everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, but you work teaching in throughout. Have people actually gotten delivered from the demonic by reading this book?
I have a file full of testimonies whereby people are saying, thank you so much. I thought I was crazy. I'm not the only one. I've been through some of the things you've been through. Most of the people say, my God, I can't believe you've been through this. If God could deliver you, surely he could deliver me. Testimony after testimony. It is not just a testimony, but it is a warfare manual. And it teaches you by example. The Bible says that our life is a living epistle. And it's just by example and a lot of principles that we've laid down of how to get free and stay free.
What about homosexuals? Have you had success in setting them free?
Much success with homosexuals.
Is homosexuality a demon?
It's most definitely a demon. It's one of the most foul spirits. Matter of fact, I literally can smell homosexual spirits. It has a certain smell, a stench, that I can smell a homosexual spirit.
Mishpocha, you need the book, Against All Odds. It's also a good evangelistic book. It'll scare the devil out of someone. We're asking $12 postage paid. Call or write today for the book, Against All Odds, and you better be back tomorrow.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.